Here's a startling figure. More than half of Asian Americans with type 2 diabetes don't even know they have it. And even though the American Diabetes Association recently changed its screening guidelines for Asian Americans, a large number are still going unscreened. Researchers have been working to understand why that is. Christina Quinn has our story.
At the South Cove Community Health Center in Quincy, Massachusetts, Dr. Chi-Yu Hu conducts a checkup with his patient, Ji-Ping Chang. Chang is 76 years old and was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2009. He tells me that at the time, he was surprised because he didn't have any symptoms.
Yes, I was surprised because I didn't have any symptoms. I felt okay.
He wasn't overweight either, traditionally a warning sign for type 2 diabetes. But it turns out that isn't uncommon among Asian Americans who develop the disease. In fact, they are twice as likely to develop it than whites, despite having lower obesity rates. This isn't a surprise to physicians who treat mostly Asians, but it was news to Dr. Hu when he relocated to Massachusetts over a decade ago. That's because back in Pennsylvania, most of his patients were white.
Most of my patients were Caucasian. Initially, I found some Asian people, not like a Caucasian.
Hu tells me most of his patients here in Massachusetts are Asian American, and he was surprised by how thin some of them were.
Before I came here, I didn't know that is a significant difference between the Asian and the Caucasian.
So you were surprised too?
Of course, initially, yes.
That difference is so significant that 2 years ago, the American Diabetes Association changed the screening guidelines to make sure that Asians are screened at a lower body mass index.
What we found was that Asian Americans were the only racial and ethnic group that was consistently screened less than other racial and ethnic groups.
This is Elizabeth Tung, a physician at the University of Chicago. She recently wrapped up a study looking at the disparities in diabetes screening between Asian Americans and other adults.
We found that overall, Asian Americans had 34% lower odds of being screened than whites.
She wanted to know why. Using CDC data, Tung and her team studied the responses of more than 500,000 Americans. They looked at all kinds of characteristics, including education level, insurance status, access to health care. They even looked at factors like patient satisfaction or whether Asian Americans are more averse to screening in general, but none of it explained the discrepancy.
So that essentially left us with this question of whether or not there was something going on in the clinical encounter between Asian American patients and their physicians. And that's, you know, essentially when this can of worms with implicit bias gets opened.
Ah, implicit bias, the subconscious judgments we make that are often based on stereotypes. Going into this study, Tung hypothesized that implicit bias could be a factor because the prevalence of undiagnosed diabetes in Asian Americans is so high. But implicit bias is very hard to prove, and it means admitting that there's a tiny elusive jerk in all of us. Here's Tung's hypothesis.
Either patients don't ask for diabetes screening because they think they're not at risk, or physicians don't screen their patients because they think that their Asian patients are healthier and at lower risk.
The model minority myth. You know, the one where Asian Americans don't do drugs, don't commit crimes, and are really healthy.
I do think that a lot of people out there think that Asians likely eat healthier because they likely eat a diet of vegetables and rice or fish and rice. And, you know, as an Asian American, I know that that is not true.
If implicit bias is the culprit, the medical establishment has been very slow to accept it, according to Dr. Anna Pujols-McKee.
It exists in the judicial system. It exists in every aspect of our society and every industry. But to reject the idea that there is bias, that physicians and nurses and clinicians are somehow above that, is false.
Pujols-McKee is chief medical officer of the Joint Commission, the nation's largest national accreditor and certifier of hospitals, nursing homes, health clinics, you name it. She says there's a certain resistance to accepting that implicit bias exists in healthcare because it goes against the Hippocratic Oath.
If I say I'm biased, that means I haven't been fair to some patients. And that's a very difficult nut to swallow because for those of us who have sworn that we're only going to help and not hurt anyone, it means that somehow we allowed ourselves to hurt someone.
The good news is there are a number of organizations that are taking on addressing implicit bias and healthcare disparities. Back at South Cove Community Health Center, Dr. Hu is also doing his part, though for him, it's pretty straightforward.
If you follow the guidelines, American Diabetes Association. Another one is American College of Endocrinologists. So if you follow them, these guidelines, I don't think you will miss anything.
The gist of those guidelines? If you're over 45, make sure you get screened, regardless of your ethnicity. If you're under 45, overweight, and a minority, get screened. Right now, there's this huge population out there walking around not knowing they have type 2 diabetes. As for who's patient, Jiping Chang, he says that he exercises, listens to his doctor, and controls what he eats. There's even a Chinese saying for it. Control your mouth and move your legs. Words to live by. For The World, Christina Quinn, Boston.